Do you know where the stepfather was born? Or?
No, I do not.
Do you know about your grandmother's education? Or would you?
I don't know. I sure don't. I know she had no special education. I'm sure that she had a very limited education, I'm sure.
You think she could read and write?
Oh, yeah, she could definitely read and write. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I remember her real well because, as I said, she just died 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. What about your real grandfather? Do you know where he was born or what sort of work he did?
I don't know where he was born. But I do know that he was in the sawmill business. He was a sawmill, in other words, he owned sawmills is what he did. Mm-hmm. And this is how my father met my mother. My dad built sawmill equipment. And he was doing a job in Louisiana for my mother's daddy. And this is how he met her. Of course, soon after they married, the first, I think they were just married a year when he died. So they were married 4 years before I was born. So this is the reason, naturally, I never knew him.
Mm-hmm. Do you know about your ancestry on your mother's side of the family, going back, you know, farther, when what country they came from or when they came to Arkansas or anything like that?
No, I don't. I'm ashamed to say I don't. I sure don't.
Do you know what your grandmother's maiden name was?
No, I can't remember it. I've heard Mother say it a lot of times, but I can't remember it. I'm sorry.
Okay. What about your grandparents on your father's side?
Okay, I know a little more about them, I guess. my grandmother on my father's side also died before I was born. She died in the 30s. My grandfather, I'll tell you about him first because he's the one I remember. He was born and reared in Scottsville, Texas. Mm-hmm. He was a cabinet maker also. He did woodwork. He raised sugar cane, cattle, dairy business, farmer, and lived on the same home place that my father lives on now. Mm-hmm. He died when he was 75 years old, and He remarried a lady from Amarillo, Texas, and he died, of course, before she did, and she moved back to Amarillo after his death. On my grandmother's side, I really know very little about her. As I said, she died before I was born. I don't know. I don't know anything about her other than she. I believe it's my understanding she was born and reared here in Harrison County. I believe that her and my grandfather were double first cousins, I believe. I heard my daddy say that. They were double first cousins, and they married. And her name was Mariam, Mariam was her first name. Mm-hmm. And my grandfather's name was Victor.
Do you know what your grandmother's maiden name was for that?
No. I do not.
What about their education?
Their education was on my grandmother. I have no idea. On my grandfather, he had the equivalent of a high school education, which I don't think went to much further than 8 or 9 years, mm-hmm. or grades, I should say, then. He was a very educated man because he had read a lot of books. Mm-hmm. He was a very devout Christian man. He had lived a very righteous life for the Lord, and I had spent many, many nights and days reading and studying the Bible. So he had become a very educated man, even though he didn't have any special education. But he had a natural talent for woodwork. He one of the most outstanding things that brings his memory back is in Amarillo, Texas, at one of the Methodist churches in Amarillo, is a carving of the Last Supper that he did and placed there for him.